This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. Addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma's Yojana at Wardha in Maharashtra yesterday, he said this scheme is a roadmap to develop India by utilizing thousands of years of old skills in the country. The Prime Minister said under the scheme, over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries have been provided with the modern machinery and toolkits to increase the productivity of their occupation. Highlighting the benefits of schemes which provides a loan of rupees 3 lakh, the Prime Minister said in the last 1 year, loans worth 1,400 crore rupees were disbursed to the beneficiaries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's US visit beginning today is packed with high-level engagements and meetings ranging from participating in the annual Quad Summit to addressing the United Nations Summit of the Future. Mr. Modi will leave for the US today early morning on a 3-day visit. He will begin his tour by participating in the Quad Summit in US, President Joe Biden's hometown of Wilmington in Delaware. He is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with Mr. Biden along with leaders of other members of the Quad grouping. Afterward, the Prime Minister will travel to New York where he'll interact with the Indian diaspora on the 22nd of this month. He will also hold interaction with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the areas of emerging technologies including artificial intelligence, quantum computing and semiconductors. On the last day of his 3-day tour, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has responded to the letter written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee in connection with the floods in South Bengal due to releases from Damodar Valley Corporation, DVC. In the letter written to West Bengal Chief Minister, the Union Minister said that the matter was also raised by her on Thursday, which was immediately responded to by his ministry, underscoring the circumstances and the mechanism for releases from the two reservoirs. He said West Bengal officials were also consulted and kept informed at each and every stage. Mr. Patil added that the two reservoirs, Methone and Panchet, are being operated by Damodar Valley Reservoir Regulation Committee, DVRRC, which includes representation of chief engineers of Government of West Bengal, Jharkhand and DVC. Further, the operations and regulation is done generally through consensus by this committee in line with the laid down norms and guide curves. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the party's election campaign in Jharkhand, starting the Parivartan Yatra campaign for Santhal Pargana division from Bhogandi in Sahibganj district yesterday. Addressing a public rally at the police line ground, Mr. Shah said that if the BJP is voted to power in the state, free treatment of up to 10 lakh rupees will be provided to people aged 75 years and older. He also alleged that Bangladeshi infiltrators have changed the demography of the Santhal region of the state. Addressing another rally in Gildi, Mr. Shah alleged that Jharkhand government is protecting infiltrators for the vote bank politics. Election Commission has said that 61.38% voter turnout was recorded in the first phase of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly election, which was held on Wednesday. The Commission said the total voter turnout comprises 63.75% male, 58.96% female and 40% third gender voters. This voter turnout is highest in Jammu and Kashmir in the last 35 years. Voters in Sri Lanka will choose a new president today as the island prepares to hold its first election after the 2022 economic crisis. While 38 candidates are in the race, the contest is mainly between incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, opposition leader Sajid Premadasa and leftist leader Anurag Kumara Dhyanayake. In cricket, India were 81 for 3 in their second innings at the end of day 2 of Chennai Test against Bangladesh at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium. The hosts now lead by 308 runs in their second innings. Earlier, Indian bowlers bundled up first innings of Bangladesh at a paltry 149. And that is the end of this news bulletin.